got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share. They're coming to America.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We put together a little something special, it looks like, on our e-store. We have a tab for specifically American-made products. We try and as hard as we can to make sure everything is American-made, but there are some things when it comes to electronics and that just aren't made locally. But we do have a tab for American-made, and if you use the promo code Roth, everything American made, we have 15% off this weekend. So we've got American made flags, we've got tool sharpeners, a lot of great things, a lot of hand tools there. So
that our way of celebrating America.
Yeah, and that's
one way.
Through July 5th.
Okay,
Monday night. Good.
And Rosie, you were talking about, you know, making sure that you have your American flag hanging out. And we have had American flags on the e-store historically, and we've been sold out the last few weeks, but we restocked and there is one left. So for one lucky homeowner, there is one American flag waiting for you on our e-store.
And I will promise you this, if you order one and we run out of inventory, we'll get you that one as soon as our supplies are restocked. So, all right, we're here, like I talked about earlier, with special guest. I'd like to introduce Miss Joanna Lawson. Joanna, again, thanks for coming in this morning. We certainly appreciate taking your Saturday morning and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for letting me share it with everyone.
Well, it's a tearjerker, but it's also very inspiring. And I want to get on the inspiring part of it. Talk about your push out of your homeland and your draw to America. Real quick, what's the capsule story?
All right. Well, I will also try to not be emotional, but I'll set the stage a little bit. So this is 1981 in Krakow, Poland, and I was born in August of 1980. So I would be about 11 months at this time. And in Poland, they were experiencing a lot of political and economic turmoil. And my parents were both in Polish terms, successful as a young couple. They owned their own apartment. They had their car. They both were very entrepreneurial, owned their own businesses. My father was a musician. My mother painted wooden souvenirs, and she would sell them in the square. So they were both doing really well for themselves. And unfortunately, though, no matter how much money you made, you would go to the stores and very much like what we remember from this past year, you would go into the grocery stores and my father said that there would be nothing in the grocery stores. And the tipping point for my parents was when there were two baby formula manufacturing plants in Poland and one of them went down for regular maintenance. And then when it came back up online, they had not realized that there were chemicals left in the basins. Mm. And so all of the baby formula they had produced had to be recalled. So not only were you dealing with a tight demand already, but on top of that, this caused even a bigger strain. And so my dad came home from work and my mom looked at him and she said, "I'm leaving and you're staying here or you're coming with me." She says, "I have no formula for our daughter." And my dad said that even when formulas would arrive at the stores, the store clerks would hold them and either save them for their own families or under the table, you know, sell them to friends, you know, for a higher cost. So that was really a tipping point for my parents, is that they couldn't provide for me. And my father was very involved with the, you know, solidarity movement, and he had painted some signs and helped with that. And the police raided their apartment one day. And so that, coupled with the shortage and just the challenge with buying anything at the grocery stores, really pushed them. And unfortunately, during that time, if one family member already had a passport and had left the country, they would not allow more than one person. And my dad's brother had already left Poland. So it was going to be a challenge for him to even get a passport. But somehow he was able to secure a passport after a few months, secure a passport for my mom and me, and we left on a tourist visa to Vienna, Austria, under the assumption that we were going to a wedding in France. And so they fled, and they
and
were...
What happened 3 months later?
3 months later, so 2 months they spent in Austria, and... And then after that, they landed in the U.S. About 5 months. So they spent 2 months in Austria, and most refugees will spend a couple of years. So they got wind of one flight that was carrying 300 passengers to the U.S. of refugees. And my dad interviewed that day. He said that 200,000 refugees interviewed that day.
Wanted seats on that one plane.
On that one plane that had 300 seats, and we were two of 300.
And you're in Vienna. And months after y'all left Poland, Poland does what?
So Poland then declared martial law.
They locked the border.
Locked the border. And I had the privilege of taking my boys back a couple of years ago and talking with my cousin Bartek, and he said...
And we're gonna get to that.
Okay, all right.
I want to hear the rest of that. I really do.
All right.
And we're going to introduce Miss Sephora in the next segment as well, who has a similar heart-rending, heartbreaking story, inspiring story about getting here from Romania. So we're here in the Celebrate America edition of Rosie on the House. We will talk... your home, your house, your castle, your cabin. We're going to talk next segment a little bit about those backyard areas, those 12 stations of enjoyment every single property should have, and some ideas I can share with you on creating your special little mini habitats all through your property as a place to go and count your blessings every day.